Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Speaker, all throughout history, you know, there's been the big lie.
Dr. Nancy, I think this is such an important subject.
America understands that there's one party in this country that's in favor of health care reform.
So if we, this is all what we have because of Obama, if we had...
You have been tweeting me.
My butt would be raw.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The Alice in Wonderland of talk radio here. Through the looking glass we go every night, where truth is our bitch, and nothing will dissuade us from our appointed tasks. Coming up later on in the program, if you've been at all hearing this story about the breast self-examination videotape or instructional video that was aired on a local D.C. station, you also know that it was aired today on MSNBC. At midnight, we're going to be talking with one man who was watching it with his children and is a little bit exercised about it, feels that that kind of thing, no matter how instructional, no matter how health-oriented, it's not the kind of thing to see on TV. Right now, we're going to bring on the line here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Professor Emery Clayton. Professor Clayton is a professor of African-American studies, urban studies, as well as a political scientist, teaches at L.A. Canyon College, and he joins us here on our Newsmaker line this evening to talk about this story, the NAACP getting Halloween dummies removed. And Professor Clayton, a good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Phil. It's my pleasure to be with you.
This story, residents in Frederick, Maryland were outraged over a Halloween display in Baker Park. Dummies were hung from a willow tree as a way to scare people who passed by on a walking tour of the park. Guy Jokin, president of Frederick County's NAACP chapter, has called on Mayor Jeff Holtzinger to order park officials to remove the display, which he calls disturbing. Something should be done right away, said Mr. Jokin. When you look from a distance, it doesn't look good. We should just remove it. And then Frederick Mayor Jeff Holtzinger, who initially, by the way, tried to get into a verbal shoving match, if you will, with the NAACP, said that they were just trying to get publicity, trying to justify their existence. Apparently, these dummies were clad in jeans and stuffed shirts. They hang in Baker Park from ropes affixed to their torsos up to 30 feet in the air, creating a sight that some say reminds them of lynchings, while others describe it as a harmless holiday display. So, Professor Clayton, I know what your feeling is on this. Can you give us a little more detail?
Well, you say you know my feeling on this. I don't know what detail you need. My feeling on this is quite simple. That the people saying it's a reminder of lynchings is just the tip of the iceberg. This is an obvious symbol of something that is hateful and frightening. It is a terror among black people to see any human being or any replica of a human being, any effigy representing a human being, to be hanging from a tree, and that they allowed this in this town of Frederick, Maryland. And we've had problems in Maryland before. The NAACP in Maryland is very active because the atmosphere, the climate in Maryland continues to be something that does not foster good relations between the races.
Can I ask you, what is it about these dummies if they were white dummies? In other words, Halloween...
If they're white dummies, I don't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Hendry, but there's no discussion about the color of these effigies. There's no discussion about the color of these representations. To a black man, to a black woman, anything hanging from a tree that is an effigy or representation or symbol of a human being is clearly a racist statement. End of discussion. And that those effigies, that those dummies would hang from that tree 1 minute longer than the time they were, that the people of that community, and Mr. Joker there from the NAACP, asked them to be removed, is an affront and a slight to the black citizens of that community. And the fact that we have to sit and discuss this is beyond my understanding, quite frankly.
Well, if you just allow me, because I'm talking to you by way of education, okay? I'm just asking by way of education, sir, okay?
Go ahead, fire away.
Because when I grew up, and I grew up white, you saw, you know, like a thing hanging from the tree, and it was scary, and it didn't represent anything racial.
It didn't represent anything racial. Let me tell you about Halloween. And this is a time of year that I've always found curious. I've got nothing against the celebration of Halloween, but I certainly have a problem with children being used in an unwitting fashion to promote some of these racial images. The idea...
What is it about the something hanging from a tree or a body hanging from a tree?
The reason why we've got images and effigies of beings hanging from trees in America is because that's exactly what was done to black people in this country. They were hung from trees. Can you think of any other reason why this would conjure in someone's mind a view of something evil and frightening, a view of something that's otherworldly, if you will, to take into consideration the so-called import or meaning of Halloween, which was originally some kind of a pagan festival that was brought here by Irish immigrants. And that's all well and good. And as a black man, I'm perfectly happy sharing this country with all people. But if these immigrants bring with them the myth of the jack-o'-lantern, some headless man that wanders the countryside carrying his head in his hand, and this becomes an excuse for us to conjure images of black people hanging from trees, black cats, which is also an offensive image, I think, to any African-American. The idea of a ghost with these big white eyes staring out from the darkness, we understand. We're not fooled. As so many have said before me, the symbolism and the language and the meaning, very, very clear. And there can be no confusing the image of an effigy or representation of a human being hanging from a tree as anything other than racist, hateful. And the fact, again, I'll say, that they had to wait one extra minute to have those effigies, these dummies, these mannequins taken down from this tree bespeaks something very negative of this town, Frederick, Maryland.
Well, I can understand when you talk about human beings hanging from trees in America.
Human beings hanging from trees in America means only one thing. Black people hanging from a tree in America. You go over to France, go over to Russia, wherever you care to go to. Do they celebrate this holiday, Halloween? I have no idea. But if they did, and they had ideas of what was evil or scary or frightening, I don't think that the first thing that would come to mind would be someone hanging from a tree on a country road. The only place that took place is in the United States of America. And the only people at the end of that rope were black people. You talk about this holiday, Halloween.
Let me ask you about Halloween. Have you got a problem with Halloween? Because you mentioned black cats. You mentioned eyes staring from the darkness.
These are all representations drawn from American history of the African-American, of the black man as the boogeyman. You may be too young to remember, but there are many people listening tonight that know. The young white children went to bed at night with tales of the boogeyman. But let me tell you who the boogeyman was. The boogeyman was a black man who might come and steal them, take them into God knows what kind of captivity. These were the tales told by a white culture to frighten children of black people. And the boogeyman became synonymous with evil. And we know today that that boogeyman was a black man, born of the fear and the hatred of whites at a certain time in the history of this country when they were uncomfortable with blacks walking the countryside free and not in chains. And so, no, sir, I don't accept any excuse that if it's a white man hanging at the end of that rope, that's a black man hanging at the end of that rope.
In Revolutionary War times, you know that there were people hung because they were fighting the British. You know that there were lynchings that took place of individuals who, of any color, who were cattle thieves. Perhaps this view of a body hanging from a tree, it was very common in America at one time. Was it always someone who was black?
This discussion that we're having, there's no brooking any disagreement here. And that's a black man hanging from that tree. And what is so disturbing is the fact that children are unwitting participants in this holiday that's so rot with racist imagery. Parents should reconsider involving their children in this racist charade, if you want my honest opinion. I said to you, I don't have a problem with Halloween, I suppose, but if you ask me my real feeling on this, I would just as soon see Halloween go the way of Guy Fawkes Day or any of these other ridiculous holidays.
Well, Guy Fawkes Day is a British holiday.
It was celebrated in America, too. We don't have anything to do with Guy Fawkes. We don't care about Guy Fawkes, and we don't do that anymore. And I think that when you lace a holiday with black cats, a black man hanging from a tree, black witches, the black magic, and discussions like this, black eyes peering out, and then, of course, we see these children, unwitting participants, little whites, walking down the street with a sheet over their heads. I don't think it takes imagination at all to recognize that you just squint your eyes. You're looking at a Klansman's robe.
You're talking about a ghost. The little kids have been cutting the holes out of sheets for a long time.
Yeah, little kids have been cutting holes. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. White people have been cutting holes out of sheets for a long time and making a pointy hat with it. And I'm saying to you...
But are you saying that a ghost...
I'm saying to you that these images are very, very clear to me and to other black people. That is an image that is hateful. One that conjures a period of terror. One that conjures a time of great terror. And to see a little tiny kid walking down the street dressed like he's the Grand Ku Klux Klan wizard as he goes door to door to get his candy, like he's leading some clavern of miniature racists, and he walks under a tree with a black man hanging from it.
Well, you've taken the entire images here, and you've conjured a very frightening landscape, as you say. But to you, it's all racism.
It's all racism, not to me. It's all racism, not to black people. It is born. Mr. Henry, do you deny the boogeyman was a black man?
I understand what you're saying about the boogeyman. I'm just talking.
Do you deny that the black cat is not very subtle inference to the treachery perceived by whites of black people? Every time a parent takes a child out onto the streets for Halloween, they are telling their kids it's all right to celebrate the lynching of blacks. It's all right.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
I couldn't be more serious.
Are you saying consciously a well-meaning mother taking her kid out onto the street is saying it's okay?
I won't say consciously or unconsciously. I'm saying tacitly and nonetheless realistically is saying to young children, have yourself a good time as you go and get your Snickers bars or your Three Musketeer bars or your candy and licorice while a black man hangs from a tree underneath you.
All right, hold the line here as we talk to Dr. Emery Clayton on the Phil Hendry Show tonight. The NAACP in Frederick, Maryland has gotten residents to remove these dummies that were hanging from trees. They say it evokes images of lynchings, and they found it to be offensive. The mayor of the city resisted, but finally did accede to their wishes there, the NAACP in Frederick County, Maryland. We're talking with Professor Emery Clayton here, on the meaning of Halloween, the meaning of some of these images, the meaning of the boogeyman, and it is very clear talking to him, Halloween, as he said, is laced with racist imagery. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil is our number here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College, professor of political science as well as African-American studies, and we're talking about this incident in Frederick, Maryland. Seems like every year we have at least a couple of these, Professor, images, effigies, as you call them, dummies hanging from trees on ropes. Some people I know do it because they know it makes people angry. Some people do it as a Halloween display. You say that there's no discussion, though.
I see there's no discussion. Let me explain Halloween to you, if I could, Mr. Hendry, from the standpoint of a black man who was raised in this country and sees life from a slightly different perspective. Number one, an elderly black couple sitting in their home on Halloween night. Now, these are people who know they must have a bowl of candy or some grab bag of candy for these little whites that will come to the door, because if they don't, then some sort of vandalism takes place to the home. What do you think that reminds them of? And when that child comes to the front door, an unwitting participant in this festival, that brings to mind these images of long ago. And that child is in a sheet. And at the door is this sheet-wearing white demanding something, or otherwise something happens to your house. This is terrorism. And it is...
Well, you're calling the tricks the kids play on people terrorism?
I'm telling you from the stand... I'm not giving you an opinion. I'm telling you from the standpoint of an elderly black couple that has escaped that stupidity by moving to another community and reminded of it when a little white in a sheet comes to their house, and if you don't give me candy, I'm going to put a dog crap in a bag and set it on fire. I'm going to put soap suds on your car. I'm going to do something to make you regret that you didn't do what I asked you to do, and that is to give me something in my sheet. You may think I'm being trivial, but I am telling you now that this is the fear, and the very real fear that a lot of elderly blacks especially have.
877-876-PHIL. We have Professor Emery Clayton on the line with us. I'm going to go to some phone calls here and see what people are saying tonight. Here is Todd. Todd's in Indiana tonight, Indianapolis. Todd, welcome to the show. What's on your mind, sir?
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
I have one question for Professor there. I mean, first of all, a question then a comment. I'm just wondering if he's actually had a history lesson on, you know, first behalf, because
I've
I'm pretty
the
sure...
history lessons I need, young man. I've got plenty of history lessons. I'm a teacher of African American.
Okay, then the punishment back in the day
and
was black and white were hung for punishment.
In what day? In what day are you talking about?
The day you're talking about.
I'm talking about men being dragged to a tree and hung without so much as a trial. I'm talking about a man being hung from a tree because he backsassed his white master. I'm talking about a man being dragged to a tree because he popped a pimple the wrong way, or he smiled at the wrong person. That's what I'm talking about. And that's a terrorism that I'm afraid you don't know, young man. And you may be talking about whites that get hung for cattle rustling. I heard Mr. Hendry say something about that. But when I walk down the street on Halloween night and I see these little sheet wearers as they walk by these bodies hanging from trees, that only brings to mind one thing among a black person, and that is terror. Terror at its most centralized and seemingly psychopathic core. And that's what
it sounds to me like you're racist, to be honest.
Well, you can call me anything you want, but the fact is I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. You wear a sheet? You put a sheet on Halloween?
No, I don't. I take my kids out trick-or-treating, but I don't have
a
sheet.
They put on sheets? Do they put on sheets? Why not? You afraid they're going to look like a Klan? What?
No, because let my kids have the freedom to be what they want to be.
You let your kids have the freedom to be what they want to be. Well, I don't think that that's parenting, but nonetheless, that's your right. But it is not your right to have them come up on the property of an elderly black couple. Hey, I'm afraid of that dummy, and any black person be afraid of that dummy when your people had been hung from that very same tree for doing nothing more than smiling at the wrong person. That's called terrorism. And Halloween perpetrators.
Well, thanking Saddam Hussein for doing all his terror. Is that basically?
I guess you call it a sensible thing to hang a black man from a tree. Is that right?
Well, no, he didn't say that. Anything.
But why is he bringing up Saddam Hussein? What's that got to do with the price of?
He got hung.
Price of anything?
That's he wasn't hung from a tree. I'm sorry.
He was guilty. He was guilty. My people were not guilty.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Our number here tonight. We're talking to Professor Emery Clayton here about this situation with regard to the dummies hanging from the trees. We have Matt. Matt, you're on the phone. Matt's gone. Let's go to another phone call here. We got Jaron, I think it is, in Nashville. Jaron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey,
oh, we don't have time for a phone call, okay? Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Well, we'll be back here, Professor, if you can hang on.
Well, I'll hang on if you've got anybody who can intelligently talk about this.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here with Professor Emery Clayton on the line. We're talking about the hanging of dummies at Halloween time, the hanging of these effigies, which you say conjures an image of lynching. We have had people calling and saying that lynching was not just done of black people, but there were white people as well.
Well, that's a red herring to say that.
Well, hold on for a minute. I don't want to necessarily revisit that. Because I understand your point exactly, that when a black man was lynched in those days, it was without even the slightest inkling of justice.
Well, and I understand that there were whites lynched because they stole cattle, you say. There were whites lynched because they shot a man and they didn't get a trial. But a black man got lynched if he so much as, picked his feet in public. He got lynched because he's walking down a road. Now, modern-day America believes the image of those very lynched people is somehow evocative of a fun time, a celebration for little whites to go down the street.
Well, hold on for me. You're talking about little whites. Black kids go out on Halloween, too, don't they?
Halloween was created primarily for the middle class.
Don't young black kids go out on Halloween, too, sir?
Of course they do. But the origin, the roots of this celebration, so-called, was in the white middle class, so that these young whites could go out and celebrate some neo-religious or pagan observance by way of a festive excursion into the neighborhood to get candy. And if you don't get candy, why, you go out and you put some dog doo-doo or something in a bag so that a black man, when he answers the door and the dog doo's on fire, he's...
Are you there, sir?
This is an emotional topic for me.
I understand.
But as a young boy, we lived in a good neighborhood, and the doorbell rang one night. It was Halloween night. My father went to the door. And because we'd run out of candy, we'd run out of gifts, we'd run out of our tribute to the whites in the neighborhood. We had no more Hershey's Kisses. It didn't have any more Snicker. Didn't have any more Milky Way. Didn't have any more of them Rice Krispie cubes. My father answers the door, and there's a bag on fire, and he goes to step on it, put it out. And it's full of dog stuff. And he's got it all over the shoe. Now, you may think that's a small thing, but there was a time when a man would answer his door in this country, and it wouldn't be dog doo that was on fire. It might be one of his horses, you see.
Yes, sir, I understand that, but you're not really going to say that there's a problem with dog... You're comparing dog doo to...
It's the terrorism of it. It's the aspect of terrorism that these little sheet wearers, and I know they're little children... But the parents think it's funny setting them out in their sheets so that they can hang something from a tree. Usually it's toilet paper. Back in the day, it was a man, a black man. And that's what I find fault with.
You're not being overly dramatic, huh?
Overly dramatic? Let me tell you, my friend, overly dramatic, all right? Overly dramatic would be if I were to say to you, I want all the dummies and all the jack-o'-lanterns and all the little kids and all of the black cats. I want them all taken off the street. I want Halloween shut down. I know that's not going to happen. There ain't a black man born yet that can shut down Halloween. You'll never shut it down. I know that. What we can do is educate whites as to what it means.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I believe I understand what you're saying. I'm just curious as to whether or not these images still resonate today with a modern generation of African Americans. Robert in Rockville, Tennessee, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here. Professor Emery Clayton as well.
Thank you, Phil, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
I really wanted to stress to him that this is really for the kids, and the candy is a tradition that's been in America for a long time. And as far as it goes,
you're not telling me anything that I don't know, sir. I know that. I was born and raised in this country just like you. I'm familiar
okay,
with that.
Okay, well, I have given a lot of candy to black African American children that have worn white sheets that came up to my door, and I really didn't even think of it being
black,
a racial situation.
African Americans
coming to my children.
Well, you said black African American children.
Well,
what other kind are there?
What
other kind are there?
I'm distinguishing what I'm
That's
saying.
That's what I'm trying
and
to.
And the bottom say. Line is that.
Let the man finish.
Okay.
I'm letting
the bottom line
finish.
Is
black African American.
Children, black children, have come to my door with sheets on, going boo. Okay, it's
right.
A ghost. It's not anything that has to do with the racial situation.
I understand
situation.
That. I understand
okay.
The guy blacks.
Well, it
happens
that way too. And I've had tricks played on me by children, whatever color they were in costumes.
Well,
I didn't know.
Watch this, Phil. Watch this, Phil. I bet you're going to tell me that black kids terrorized you.
No, sir. I'm saying children in costumes terrorized me. They didn't terrorize me. They played. They did the trick.
Did they terrorize? Was there an elderly black couple on the street that was terrorized by these young whites?
No. Hold on for a minute. The man is saying he lives in a neighborhood. He has black children and white children coming to the door. Look, Professor, I believe that the point I was trying to make, and I'm not discounting what you're saying, I believe that the point that I was trying to make is the following, that somehow Halloween may have evolved past these meanings.
If it has evolved past the meanings, then why is it we have black people in Frederick County, Maryland, who are appalled at the vision of hanging effigies from a tree?
Well, that's true, but you've taken it to the white sheet.
The white sheet, the boogeyman. Don't you guys get it?
The
you
boogeyman,
what a boogeyman
is what's supposed to scare you. That's
yes,
what Halloween
you know
is all
the
about.
The boogeyman comes from white parents putting the fear into the children of a big boogey coming to the window, a black man.
Well,
and taking them away off to boogie land or something.
Eddie
well,
Kruger the... or anybody. It's not, it doesn't
Eddie
have
Kruger.
Anything to do with black people. Eddie
Kruger,
Edward Scissorhands, it's...
You mean Freddy Krueger, yeah.
Oh, Freddy Krueger. You mean that white man, the white man who molested the children. Yeah, the white man
well,
that
whatever.
Molested the children.
Well, that guy is a, yeah, and he's a scarred up demon, you know.
Scarred up demon. I love how that's, whites... Try to
Halloween is all about spooky,
by creating
sir.
Their own boogeyman with this Eddie Krueger or whatever the name.
Freddy Krueger is the name of the guy. Yeah, and there is. I have to tell you, this gentleman made a very good point about wearing the white sheet.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get through to you two men that if you are an elderly black man and you're sitting with your wife late at night and you've just had whites come to your house and put dog dew all over your foot. And now they're saying, now they come to the door with a sheet. Don't you know that 1 o'clock in the morning, that's going to scare the living hell out of a man?
1 o'clock in the morning? I mean, the kids
that's
ought to be
right.
off the street from trick-or-treating like 8 or 9 o'clock.
I don't answer my door at 1 o'clock in the morning with anybody in anything or with a bag.
And you shouldn't, because if you did...
I wouldn't.
You're going to stick your foot in a bag full of dog dew.
Well, I've had worse tricks than that played on me.
No kidding. Yeah, no kidding. Listen, sir, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL with Professor Emery Clayton. Let's go to John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sir, what's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I think Mr. Clayton is... I'm 72 years old, and I've never even heard even a shadow of these accusations that he's making. And
well, it's the time that we start to talk about
he,
it, sir, don't
I
you
think?
Think?
He, I think he has an agenda... I think perpetuating racism, I think he's as big a racist as the head of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean,
that's a very neat thing for you to say, sir,
terrorism. He makes accusations of, my gosh, let's get rid of Casper the Ghost. That probably conjures up something for his and you know, his agenda. I can't believe.
Sir, what is this gentleman's name?
This is John.
John, this is Emery. Let's talk man to man. Casper the Ghost was conjured as a white man, a superhuman personage in the person of a little white man who is a sheet wearer. This means something to black people.
Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Yeah, well, they call it. Why do you call it Casper the Friendly Ghost? Because ghosts are not friendly.
This one is. You ought to watch it one time. You'd see that it.
Well, sir, I've seen all of these shows. I've watched all these. I've watched all these programs, and my point to you is as simple as this: hanging a dummy from a tree. Some people may get their jollies that way. Some people may get their cookies like that. I don't think that's funny, and that's why we said to the NAACP, "Let's get cracking and get this guy down here, this Hotzinger, or whatever his name is, to get those dummies down quick, lickety split." Now, the next question is Halloween a celebration truly of children and all of this kind of good-natured fun, or are there vestiges of racist America expressed through that holiday? And I say to you, yes, sir, the boogeyman, the black cat, the black witch, black, you know, everything that's black.
Well, it seems to me like...
It sounds like you're putting on a sweater.
It seems to me like you can...
Are you in a high wind, sir? Are you in a high wind?
A what?
Wait a minute. What's wrong?
It sounds like the gentleman may be in a high wind or something, like he wants to get indoors. Are you all right?
No, I'm driving.
You're driving, all right. Are you in a convertible?
That's probably what you hear.
Okay, go ahead, John.
I just think that the professor is using any means at all to perpetuate racism and bring up images of racism and terrorism. I don't know.
Well,
if you write the book.
What do you call
writing a book? And he's
what do you call trick or treat? What do you call trick or treat? That's give me something, or I will terrorize you.
No, I'll trick
you as a black man. Black man.
And
well, yeah, tricks
now,
is different for...
My father answered the door at 1 o'clock, and he got a foot covered in dog feces for his trouble.
That's hardly what I would call...
I don't think that has anything to do with Halloween. To start with,
that's a
Halloween
treat. That's called a trick.
Most
a trick.
Kids, in fact, all kids that I've seen in the past 5 to 10 years are taken around by one of their parents. They don't
go around
willy-nilly by themselves, and they sure don't stay out till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
now, that was a crappy thing to do. Well, excuse me.
Yes.
No pun intended.
Well,
but that was a crappy thing to do. But I don't think it has anything to do with Halloween.
Well, these parents who love to parade their little sheet-covered children, that's the thing that bothers me.
Are you saying that white parents should have more sensitivity?
Exactly. If you're sending a child out into the night to either get his reward or terrorize an elderly black couple, the least thing you can do is not put him in a sheet.
A sheet?
Well, you know,
a ghost.
A ghost, yeah.
Yeah, so it does. So you told me all about Casper the Friendly Ghost.
They're not wearing pointed hats, or they're not wearing...
You know the story of Casper the Friendly Ghost? You know why Casper died? Because that used to be a person. Casper was a person and then died. And do you know what that person... Are you hearing me, sir?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right, Casper the Ghost. They say he's a friendly ghost. His name was Casper in real life. Do you know what he did for a living?
No, what
did
he do
for a living? He was a slave trader. A slave trader who was run through.
He's a kid, man. Casper the Friendly Ghost. You know.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. No, you don't have your information right.
Yes, I do, because I watched the movie.
Oh, well, you watched the movie. You watched the movie.
Well, that's what they said in the movie, that it was a little boy that died. It's actually a very touching story, a very poignant story. I thank you very much, sir, for your call tonight, John. Good call, and I think you made some very good points. 877-876-PHIL. That was a little boy, right?
I don't know, man. Who ever seen Casper the Ghost?
How about when I saw Wendy the Witch, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Wendy the Witch, I don't know about that, you know, but Casper, I think they got together, didn't they?
Who?
Wendy the Witch and Casper.
I don't know whether they got together, man. It's got nothing to do with anything, whether Wendy the Witch and Casper the Ghost got together.
They couldn't get together.
Why not?
On account of he's made out of air.
Well, okay, thank you very much. 877, and we'll be back, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more here from your calls and Professor Emery Clayton on the NAACP getting dummies removed, hanging from trees in Maryland here on the eve of Halloween. We'll be right back.
You can't say that Wendy got together with Casper because he doesn't have a... It's an invisible one.
I'll check. It still can feel around for it.
Oh, will you come on?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Mr. Stephen Bozell on the breast exam video that was aired on MSNBC this morning. You had one thing you wanted to say, Professor, before we get back to the calls?
Yes, I did. I've got, I want to let people know that I'm going to be on CNN's Black in America next week. I will be a guest along with Roland Martin and some other great young black professionals. And I will repeat what I've said on your program tonight about this so-called festive occasion, which takes as its amusement in some areas of this country the suffering and the terrorizing of black people. So Black in America on CNN next week.
You'll be guesting on that?
Yes, sir.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, and so we make sure we plug that, bud. Here is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is Troy. Troy, you're on the Phil Henry Show, sir. What can we do for you tonight?
Hi, I just would like, is the doctor still there? Can you hear me okay?
I'm a Professor Emery Clayton, sir.
He's a professor, college professor, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to commend you for coming on the show, and as a black man living in America, I agree with what you're saying 100%, and I think there's an audience out there just listening to the 72-year-old man that called. There is a part of America that will obviously never understand. Bottom line is, I don't care if it's Halloween, Christmas, New Year's Eve, if I see a symbolization of someone hanging from a tree, I'm thinking a black man, period, point blank. End of
that subject. That is exactly my point, and I think as a white man, you show a great deal of understanding. And you don't often meet a lot of whites that are as, I think,
tuned
in.
College,
I mean, I don't...
Through high school, through elementary, that anything white is good and anything black is bad. Black,
that is
cat,
exactly
black
right.
Magic, it's all that black,
exactly
period.
Right. All
and
of
I
that stuff
care,
comes back.
I don't care
what
you say on the show or what you say. The bottom line is, a black man, this is how you think because this is the way white America has taught us.
And sir, where were you raised? In the South?
Actually, I was not. I live in Atlanta, Georgia now. I was born and raised in Mansfield, Ohio, is where I'm originally from, in Ohio.
Well, then I can understand that because you were raised in the North. A lot of these whites that you run into, and I'm not saying that Southerners are bad people, but many of them come from a old kind of a what you call old wives' tales and about the boogeyman creeping through through the back door and this kind of thing.
All right, Troy, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL and on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here is Andy. Andy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, Phil?
Good, thank you.
I just like to comment on some of these things this guy is saying. I think he is way, way too sensitive. Where does he even come up with half of these things?
You just heard a white man say that he understands completely what I'm talking about. So I've got at least one white man that understands that the hanging of a dummy from a tree to black people, that's a black dummy. You understand?
Oh, okay. And what if it's a skeleton? People hang things from trees all the time.
Well, they do. Where do they hang them from? I mean, I see them on Halloween.
Branch?
Yeah, all the time. Maybe on your street they do. But I only hear about it on Halloween and so forth. And to me, a skeleton, I look at that skeleton, that's a skeleton. That used to be a black man before it became a skeleton.
Why do they have to be a black
even
man?
Even a skeleton?
Absolutely. Why do they have skeletons on Halloween?
Why does it have to be a black man?
Dead.
I don't understand
because
where you're coming up with this thing. White people get hung all the time. Have you ever heard of treason? The punishment for treason was
white people get hung all the time. What are you on Warcraft at this hour? What are you talking about, man? I'm talking
what are you
about
talking
a period
about?
Of my life.
When's the last time anyone was hung in America?
I'm the last guy to get hung in America, I can guarantee you, was a black man on Halloween night. And you want to know why? Because he didn't give out the right kind of candy. Because he didn't have, what do you call it, Hershey's Kisses. Instead, he gave out a cornball or some of that jazz you do with Rice Krispies. And he was dragged from his home and hung from a tree until dead.
Okay, and why is and that? That was...
And why is that? Because he wasn't giving out the right kind of... Because he was giving out candy corn instead of the stuff the little white sheet wearers wanted, which is probably too expensive.
Okay, how do you know they were wearing sheets? How do you know they were white kids under the sheets?
How do you know they were white kids? They hung him? They didn't just... It wasn't trick-or-treat. They hung him, is what you're saying.
Yes, they hung a man for not providing the right kind of care. I don't know what you're talking about. Who was this guy? Are you talking about trick-or-treat?
That's what you're saying. All right, well, thank you very much.
But I want people to listen to me Sunday morning for our Jazz Gospel Hour.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be there. Phil Henry Show, Steve Bozell next.
Phil Henry.